This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Following the State of the State address Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Oshkosh to meet with local leaders and community members. It was there that he told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
All I can say is that the people of Wisconsin are concerned about the fact that we have people, immigrants, working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday to meet with local leaders and community members and discuss how to support local communities in this Year of the Kid. 58% of 3rd through 8th graders in Wisconsin are not proficient in English language arts. That's according to the 2023 Forward Exam. An overhaul of the state's reading curriculum was coming, but Republican lawmakers haven't released the funds for it yet. In this week's State of the State speech, Governor Tony Evers asked them to give the schools the money they were promised. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Reading reform is on the way for Wisconsin kids, at least it was supposed to be. In 2023, lawmakers passed a bill to overhaul how the state teaches reading in public schools. The new system is commonly referred to as the science of reading. It's backed by research and focuses more on phonics. It includes new curriculum and materials and hiring literacy coaches for school districts to use when they need to. Schools started this shift for students in 4K through 3rd grade in the fall, but they're doing it without the money they were expecting from the legislature. When it was passed, Act 20 included $50 million to switch to this new method, but lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee have not released that money.
The legislature need not wait until I introduce my budget to get to work. Republican lawmakers can start today by releasing the $50 million we approved with bipartisan support nearly 2 years ago. These funds were already approved. They are available now, and they should not still be sitting in Madison.
Now, it's complicated, but the Evers administration and the Joint Finance Committee have been fighting out the issue in court. If the $50 million for the new reading materials isn't released by June 30th, it'll go into the state surplus, which is already massive at $4 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Mental health and suicide prevention was a major focus of Wednesday's State of the State address. Governor Tony Evers named 2025 the Year of the Kid and highlighted many initiatives aimed at improving the lives of children, not just in school, but during the 80% of the time that they're not in school as well. He said in his upcoming biennial budget proposal, he'll ask for $300 million to provide mental health services in schools statewide.
Let's start treating our state's mental health crisis with the urgency it requires. Yes, for everyone of every age, but especially for our kids. The state of our kids' mental health continues to be concerning for me as governor and also as a grandfather. A kid in crisis may be distracted or disengaged, may not be able to focus on their studies if they are able to get to school at all.
The $300 million would also fund expanded mental health training and peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs. In his last biennial budget, the governor asked for a similar amount, but the legislature only approved $30 million. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature would make all gun safes exempt from state sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or that children will be able to gain access to the firearms. Governor Tony Evers told reporters Thursday in Oshkosh that this is the type of legislation he can get behind.
We do it in a nanosecond. That's a good example. There are things there that aren't a threat to the Second Amendment. So
Let's do them.
This legislation comes as Governor Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it is pausing hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation that would reverse new Department of Public Instruction state testing benchmarks. Those changes announced last fall included lowering the threshold for what's considered proficient and changing terms used to describe student performance. DPI started using meeting expectations rather than calling students proficient, while dropping the use of basic and below basic. State Superintendent Jill Underley has said that the new standards illustrate what students should know at a given grade level. The Republican bill would reset report card standards to the level set in 2019 and 2020. It would align grades 3 through 8 with national standards and restore high school testing standards to level set in 2021 and 2022 school year. It would also require DPI to use the terms below basic, basic, proficient, and advanced for pupil performance assessments. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges, getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actor category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown, as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about: Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. Academy Award nominations were announced yesterday after a brief delay due to the LA fires. Here are your Oscar nominees for Best Actor. To no one's surprise, Adrian Brody was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Timothy Chalamet pulled a nomination for his portrayal of Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. If there are heavy favorites, it's probably those two. Rounding out the category are Coleman Domingo for his role in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes nominations for Conclave and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. It's anybody's game. Speaking of thespians, the nominations in the Best Actress category are also in and include Demi Moore, who makes her comeback, so to speak, in the horror film The Substance, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, which was not a huge surprise, Carla Sofia Gascon for Amelia Perez, a film also nominated in 12 other categories, Mikey Madison for the comedy Enora, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here. Good luck, all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fox Valley forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 19. It will be breezy out of the west. For tonight, chance of snow or flurries. We'll see a low around 15. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 31. Sunday, sunny, 26. Monday, partly sunny, mid-30s.
Right now, 3 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.